Hi, Deborah. Oh, Deborah, you look purple. Very pretty. Is that your new eyeshadow?
Yeah.
It looks great.
Thank you, honey.
I really like it, what you've done with the place.
Yeah, I tried to make it look as drunk as I could because I'm in that kind of mood. So.
Okay, I switched it so that when you talk, you just see a little Church of Deborah icon. I figured out how to do that, Deborah.
Oh, well, that's really good,
So
honey.
I'm going to post it in Golden Circle because I want people to learn that they can join, is what I'm saying.
Hopefully they will. They enjoyed the rabbit and they didn't mind going with the personal information on that. So I'm sure they'll like
Doxing. This is YouTube, honey. All right, let me what are you doing? Tell me what you think about this new tax plan as I figure out how to add people,
I think it's
honey.
wonderful. I'm excited that our taxes are going to go down. I'm excited for the growth in the economy that it's going to cause, obviously.
You're happy about that.
Yes, overall, I gotta say, it's we're blessed to live in these times that we did. I feel like it's like if we dug Ronnie up from the grave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it made him even worse and dumb, even dumber.
Yeah, so I'm very happy about it. The celebration. I loved how they lined up at the White House and just praised Trump for all of his glory. I think that was very, that's normal. We do that all the time.
Yeah,
Strange enough.
but somebody posted on Twitter, I think it was the pickle. Well, I'm sure it wasn't just the pickle. That do you like my burka, by the way?
Yeah, it's a nice burqa. It's a little low, but I guess for the bigger girls, you put it around the neck.
Yeah, well, it's to hide my goiter. I'm kind of like Mitch McConnell in that way.
Oh, yeah.
Relocate. Since I have the goiter hiding, I'm gonna move the camera so that it's at a worser angle. Deborah, do you like my office and the fact that I'm color coordinated with my beige office?
Yeah, you almost blend in.
All
It's
right.
all, you're just in like a floating face, actually. Just
Is that how
floating.
you like it?
Yeah, it's really. And I love the lighting.
You like it?
Yeah, good lighting. Better than what Reagan had last week. But he's got better lighting this week, though.
Yeah, he redecorated. I seen that.
I really hope, hopefully, y'all do some more shows considering the bitch just went out and purchased new studio lighting.
Well, yeah, that would be nice.
That was kind of weird.
I think that's more for his chatterbaits.
Oh, for his chatterbox. Yeah.
Also, Deborah, I was thinking, I was watch were you watching the chat room when we did that Eat This Hot Show live program?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed Gina seemed kind of bitchy, and she was saying this is like a broadcast. I was thinking I should invite Gina to be on the show, don't you
Oh
think?
my God, that would be wonderful if Gina would actually come on the show.
I think so as well.
And you know what? That might even work. So if Wilbur's not available, you could always do Reagan. Because
Yeah.
Reagan's like half a woman anyways. And then you have Gina, full woman, and then you have a lesbian.
What
Covers
do you
all.
mean? What do you mean Reagan's half a woman?
Woman, Reagan's half woman like me, trans. You didn't know?
You're not trans, honey. You're...
Yeah, I'm trans woman.
When, since when are you a trans, sir?
Trans Christian.
Trans Christian Anderson?
Yeah. Cis Christian.
Cis Christian. Right.
Saw that from you, honey.
That's fine. You can. Yeah.
Normal. But so what were you saying? What Giga said, you never alluded.
Oh, that he said his vagina smells. No, I keep forgetting we're on YouTube. We can't swear and say vagina.
Yeah.
It's
Well, you can say it in a
they,
medical form.
well, no, he said that, that he posted a video or linked to tweet, retweeted something, and it said that Trump admitted that the middle class tax break was just a decoy to get
Oh,
in rich
yeah.
people. But I watched the video and I didn't see that at all.
I
How do you
think
do that?
that was his morning tweet, wasn't it? This morning, what are you tweeting?
Yeah. How do you? I don't know how to share a video. Cameraman.
Used to, there was an app. You go into the apps, but I don't know if
I
that's.
add an app. I see Hangout Toolbox, Uber Conference, Ring Central.
Okay, yeah, go to the add an app.
Build one. I can write an app real quick. Go to
What the
what?
fuck? Ring
What?
Central? That's what Leo Laporte's always had.
Oh, isn't he a hottie?
Okay, hang
Well, I can do a screen share, right?
Yeah, but there used to be a YouTube. Maybe they took it out so you wouldn't have copyrighted shit, maybe. Probably so. I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, there used to be a YouTube plugin.
All right. You know what? I don't want to do copyrighted shit. You're right. I don't want to fuck that.
Well, I mean, if it's the news, it's not. I've never seen a video taken down because it was the news. I don't see how a lot of these people get away with it though. Like, I was watching Leo Laporte review the new Blue Book
Yeah.
Home. system, and he was playing all this copyrighted music, and I'm like, how the fuck is he?
Well, you can do it. It's just they take the ad revenue away from you when you do that.
No, he still has ads, though.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's special.
I think what it is you have, don't they have a fast express thing for the copyrighted stuff? So if you know, they know you're a news organization or review that you can fast track it. So where you can say there's no copyright violation, therefore it's fair use.
Now, what about profanity? If you use profanity, that keeps you from getting advertisers?
Now, as of what this month's been the new thing.
What's the new thing?
Well, the new thing is they're taking down because, you know, the advertisers are like, listen, it's all what PewDiePie's fault. He had those men hang up the sign for Nazis, you know? You remember
that? PewDiePie?
So basically a huge YouTube star. He's always making clickbait shit. You know, I'm finally deleting my account, you know, 5 million views. Mm-hmm. And so he was going on Fiverr and having these people in third world countries hold up signs like, you know, I'm a Nazi, Jews are horrible. You know, really pretty bad stuff. And he hid behind and he said it was comedy. I don't know, that's a little too far if you ask me. But so the ad revenue, Disney was like, we're dropping him. All this shit, come to find out they changed all of their back-end ad things where you can't even cuss, you can't do this. If you talk about sex, no ads. If you make a joke, no ads. They really fucked it up for everybody.
Jews are horrible?
Yeah. So, in the end...
Why are Jews horrible?
I don't know. That's what
is it our big noses?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, what's wrong with having a big nose, honey?
Well, because Donald Trump said, you know, he lets Jews count his money, so, you know.
You know what? I was listening to a... a very funny podcast yesterday. The Nation magazine does one. I forget the name of it. But they do a special called the Children's Room, and it's about the Trump children. And the reporter she viewed, I can't say lady, I'm supposed to say women. Woman, the me too, hashtag me too. I think we're all me too, by the way, now that we've all been raped with this new tax plan. So I think we can hashtag me too. But she reviewed Ivana's book, and it was so funny the way she thinks that Ivanka, I get there's the K, I forget, I get the two names.
The mother.
Yeah, I know, but the mother says that the daughter, Ivana, is going to be the president in 15 years. And she's going to be not only the first woman president, she's going to be the first Jewish president. Isn't that great? Did you know that? And she was talking about how incredibly, like, the whole book is basically, like, about how rich she is. And she's just, you know, she's just like her husband. She's just bragging. And she talks about how she had to buy a third home in Connecticut or something. And instead of just driving around, like, with a real estate agent, they took a helicopter. And she picked out the house from the helicopter. Because it had so many rooms and a bowling alley or something like that. It's insane.
What is it like to be that rich, honey? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, apparently it makes you a huge cunt. So that's what it's like.
Wasn't it like, you know, millionaires, you know, Hollywood starlets, the millionaires are basically like the kids, you know, of America. Mm-hmm. You have like the billionaires, it's like a whole nother level that is absurd. Yeah. I'm not sure what she's really going into, but I couldn't imagine just flying on a helicopter, you know, just, oh my Lord. Have you been on a helicopter? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I get some Trump money, you know.
Right.
I seen her on Wendy Williams, though. She's a hot mess, honey, though. She's, wonderful.
When I was in New York, I think I saw Wendy Williams. We were in Soho, and there was some, you know, one of the, you could tell there was some sort of VIP party going on in one of the buildings, and I'm pretty sure I saw her go in there. It was right after her Statue of Liberty fainting spell.
Oh, it was pretty current.
Yeah, this was
a lot of makeup.
This was last month.
You just seen lashes going into a building?
No, I saw a drag queen, yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought she was, I still kind of think she's a drag queen.
It's so confusing. I really thought trans back in the day. Like, even when I heard her on the radio back when I used to listen to her, like, I thought she was trans.
You thought she was trans?
Yeah. And then you listen to her when she talks, because didn't she have, it was really hard for her to get pregnant. And so she had...
Well, that's because she doesn't have a uterus.
Yeah, because she doesn't have a uterus. That's what I thought. And I kind of found out she popped out the baby. So, you know. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on. Deborah? Oh, fuck me. Sorry. Deborah? Fuck me. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. Oh, shit. Hello? Shit. Shit. What did I do? I broke Deborah. Okay. Jalen broadcast. Motherfucker, what did I fucking do? Deborah, I don't know. Can you hear me? If you can, I fucked something up.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, now I hear you. I don't know what I did. I pressed something.
You're muted.
I didn't mean to. I was just trying.
idea. So if we do this live, you know, on a normal show, you can just mute people.
Yeah, I should. But the thing is, I was trying to figure, oh, yeah, I can mute Cheryl. That's a great idea.
You can adjust bandwidth. Oh, this has a lot more features than the last time I used it.
But I had it showing your icon instead of your purple screen. I don't know how to get that back. I think I pressed hide from broadcast. But present to everyone. What does present to everyone do? Are you still there?
Oh, no, it makes me the star. So it doesn't switch. You know, if I'm showing my girdle, you can
Your girdle?
On the big screen.
Well, it stopped switching, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Anyway, whatever.
Broadcasting. Yeah.
I wish I had something for you to show other than purple. We're not really retaining our audience. We have 4 viewers.
Well, you know, considering it's, what, 10 a.m. and...
No, we have 5. Back to 5. Oh, this is exciting.
Nobody about this. We're going to Facebook.
I invited GC. I put the Hangout link in GC. I'm inviting anyone in there in our special room to join us.
Did you pick the top...
Did I pin it?
No. Well, let's see. They about 4, so that's why 4 is here.
What hurts?
Let's say Chad should be here, Nate should be here, John, and Pedro.
Well, why aren't they joining us? Are they afraid?
Probably because they're scared they're going to go on the big screen.
Because they're working.
Yeah, that's possible too, hopefully.
Join us, children, join us. We want to have fun. We're just experimenting.
So with that rabbit was pretty interesting.
Oh, I see Nate. Nate's coming.
Shame a man.
Nate, are you there? I don't hear you. I see your fat shape. Come on, Nate.
You wanted to explain this lovely tax plan of how it's going to make us all so rich.
I can't wait to be rich. Well, anyway, I see you, Nate, but we don't hear you, so there's probably something wrong with your mic.
Or she just wants to listen to
us. Well, to listen, you just watch the YouTube. I don't understand
why. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Retarded.
I'm getting
special. You know, are you tired of winning yet, honey?
Oh, honey, I am tired of winning. How did you know?
I could tell. I could look. I said, I bet you she's tired of winning.
I read this morning that the life expectancy in America has gone down for the 2nd year in a row. That's winning, right? Is that winning? Cheryl, you should join.
Oh, my God. She's actually going to be here?
Fine. Just cover camera.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I said, just cover your cam, BC ugly. Oh, I hope she joins us.
What I just said might scare her.
Yeah.
Or she could download.
Or she could just be less ugly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's an ugly girl. Cam twist. Oh, don't get started on that shit, Deborah.
I'm just saying you can use that to block it.
Nate, what's wrong? Nate, what are you doing?
Yeah, I could use an avatar.
He muted himself. I didn't mute you, man.
I could screen share the iPhone X. Screen share the iPhone X to the MacBook.
Oh, will you stop it? You're giving me a corn eye. What is it?
And then post that up. Let me go get my coffee, honey. I was in the middle of cleaning my guns when you asked me.
Your blubber cunt?
Yeah, my 2 blubber cunt guns.
Gunt?
Yeah, guns.
Okay, gunt is gut plus C word, Deborah. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's God plus the Bible. Plus.
That would be Gible.
I mean, God plus guns plus cunt.
Oh, there's Nate. Why don't I... Hold on. Nate... I saw you why don't I hear you, honey? Nate, Nate, it says you're muted, but I don't have the control over your muting. I think you're muting yourself. Oh, the mute symbol's gone. You should be there. I don't fucking hear you, goddamn.
Oh, wait, we had this issue before. It's something to do with your mic thing. Wasn't it a long time ago?
Who?
Nate.
Nate's thing, not my thing.
Probably pulling from the wrong mic source like that time on Skype.
Oh, yeah, check your settings in the Google Hangouts. Make sure it's has the right source. The little gear thing. The little gear thing, honey. The gear thingy. And Deborah, how come it's not automatically showing the person who's... Oh, because I'm the only one talking.
Well, test him 1, 2, 3. Plus, what are they going to say? Me in black?
Your purple vagina.
You know.
Maybe it knows that your video is boring. Is that possible?
I think what I'll do is I'll make a GIF next time that was just me opening and closing my mouth. Very, you know, cheesy. And then it can just switch to that.
Broadcast a large video that I see to my audience and hide the other video feeds.
BRB.
New guests are muted when they join. No.
It's their trolls.
Oh, now it's working. But it's just showing your purple kind of broadcast settings. As guests join, hide their audio. No. Broadcast a large video that I see to my audience and hide other video feeds. That's set to no. Is that what I want? No. I want to show all the feeds, right? Deborah, are you still there? I'm stuck on a stick. Where'd Deborah go? I don't hear her audio anymore. This is loneliness. It doesn't say her audio. She fucked up because I didn't change a thing. I still see Nate's vagina. Though I'm the only one talking, this is a worthless pile of shit, then. What's the point of all this? Alfie, Alfie, What's it all about, goat? What's it all about, Alfie? Deborah, what the fuck happened to you? I'm going to go into the chat and ask her. Where's the chat? Here it is. Deborah, where did you head your audio go to? Got to end the sentence in a preposition. Preposition when I'm talking to the South, people in the South. Nate is fucked up. Nate, did you fix your audio yet? Jesus Christ. I can't deal with this. Nate, just click the gear, and then choose your audio settings properly. I would appreciate that very much. Deborah, I don't know what the fuck happened to you. Oh my God. What's it all about? I'm not going to just sit here and sing Alfie songs. I don't believe that's right. I could screen share. That would be a blast. Application window, live events, Twitter. GC gunk cunt. Let me get out of this. What's it all about? I wanted to talk about, let me try this in Firefox. Chrome should work. Are you using Chrome, Nate? I think you should be using Chrome. Oh, you're on a Chromebook. What the fuck is a Chromebook? I don't know who you are. Oh my God. Okay, I'm just me now. Where did Deborah go? Oh, Cheryl's here.
Hello.
Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. Good morning.
Hello.
Cheryl, do you hear me?
Gerald.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Can you hear me, Nate?
I do. Good morning, turd you. Good morning, turd you. Good
right.
morning, turd.
Why are we doing this, and why is Nate on here? He can't even get it to work. Kick her off.
Cheryl, why should I kick her off?
What is Deborah? Because
he's not causing any harm. We get to see his beautiful face.
Oh, it's really beautiful, yeah.
Aren't you nice in the morning? Cheryl, I want to do an experiment. I want to see if it lets me play sound clips, if you can hear them. Yes. Let's see. Don't. Why
are you beige? Shouldn't you?
Cheryl, I decided that I deserve to get paid for podcasting.
Okay. You're trying to lose your job.
I don't understand what you're saying. We have a bad connection.
You got to work while you're working, honey, while you still can work before the taxes get so low we don't have to fucking work anymore.
All right, okay. Can you tell me if you can hear this clip? So quiet on the set.
No.
Did you hear that?
No.
Damn it. How do I do that then? Do I need an app?
So right. You want to share audio from your computer, or are you playing it in its own window?
I want to play it from the vagina, from the finder.
First of all, do you not have heating in your fucking Barca office?
Yeah, why?
Madge, you're sharing your screen, honey.
Oh.
Stop sharing your screen.
Did you hear that?
No, we're not going to be able to because... You don't have
what
a minute.
What does it have to do with sharing your screen, you dumbass? Jesus.
You remember that
finder. Get over it. What?
You remember that app the lovely listener paid $100 for you?
Now we have two Nates? This is insane.
Jesus Christ.
You should only have one. There's only one of me around.
Just kick him out.
Yeah, there you are. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ger. How you doing?
I'm obese.
Not quite as obese as I am, but I love your little scarf and hat combo. Is it cold in the beige today?
No, I'm Muslim today. It's my new look because I thought I would look less ugly this
Muslim. Muslim. That's a type of family.
Is Egino a Muslim word?
Girdle.
Are we cashing on our donations?
Oh, yes. Hey, we could.
Yeah. Then we can raise money for a Christmas. Because me and Deborah have grumped so many fucking times.
Graham, past tense
of grum. Don't say the F word.
Oh,
past
are you
tense,
serious?
Past tense of grum is Graham, honey.
Why can't I swear? I don't understand.
We won't get ad money on, well, Madge won't get ad money.
Who cares?
We don't get ad money, Debbie.
Yeah.
CPM.
Okay, I need to
as soon as you play the clip, it's going to be Mrs. Naples, and it's going to be talking about, you know, but is it hairy?
But the automatic thing, I'm going to be able to figure out that voice.
Is it pussy hairy? Is it hairy?
Is it hairy?
Second of all, do you not have hall monitors at your beige?
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, my beige, they have hall monitors.
What does that mean?
Tap on the door, the window, look in, make sure you're doing your job.
No. Well, once somebody did that and they came in and grabbed my trash can and said somebody's having a heart attack. I'm not kidding. This secretary came. It was like 4:30 p.m.
Can't they hear you talking?
She opens my door and she takes my garbage can. She says, oh, I'm sorry. Somebody, so-and-so's having a heart attack. I don't even know who works here. I just keep my door closed. Listen,
so,
what?
How does the garbage can help in the event of a heart attack?
She said the paramedics.
Podcasting and
she
all
said
these
the paramedics.
Other things.
Here, I want to give you a tour of my office. First of all, please note that I am color coordinated with my office. I'm beige as well.
Yeah.
I would like to show you my only decoration. Well, let me close this unsightly cabinet. I want to show you my only decoration, which is the Trump puppet that Griselda gave me. Hold on.
Oh, she can't hear us. Listen, she showed her bank account information earlier. And so what?
Look at me. I'm Donald Trump.
Doesn't look anything like him.
He's not fat, but like, oh, look. He's not orange enough. What?
He's not orange enough.
But look, you can be like, look, I got a little deek. Look at my little pussy. I got a little pussy down here. Look at this. I can't make it hairy because I leave it on my bulletin board. I'd be like, isn't my pussy? Look at the little dick.
Wait. Nobody comes in her office because they all think she's the one Trump supporter in the building.
Honey, can we not discuss my job? I'm working. I'm on break. I'm on break.
Did you see New Gummy flossing her gums?
Don't get me started. You know I hate that bitch.
She flosses her gums, though.
She does not floss her gums. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Hey, why are you showing me your ceiling? Are you playing with your duty?
Oh, look, she took her life. Oh, never mind.
I had to set the phone down for a moment. My apologies.
Why? Did you do something?
I needed to set it down for a moment. Don't be concerned with why. I don't ask you why you're podcasting at your fucking
job. She's playing with her Leo.
Well, everybody else did. You don't have to.
I didn't partake in that little beratement of you, so you can be nice to me in return.
All right, I shall be nice to Nate.
She's taking a hit of math. Let her do her thing.
No math, baby. No math. If I was math, I wouldn't have this much weight on my face.
Well, it never made me lose mine.
Cheryl.
Did it?
Yeah.
I wanted to play clips because, you know, Noah sent me some Best of Yeast clips a few weeks ago. And one of them was Christmas Churds that you did. Do you remember that?
Christmas Churds.
Are they in the holder?
It's so delightful. No, it's not in that holder, no. Though you mean no, not that. You know, I want to talk to you about something because I have DreamHost, and my DreamHost websites get hacked about once a week. And, like, I change the passwords. I change the
permissions. You get all those emails about how the performance is, like, messed up or something, and upgrade to our managed service.
No, they don't do that. They know I'm not going to do that anymore. But the performance is fine. It's just that I think they have an insider that's hacking it because, like, my permissions are solid. I change all my passwords, the database password. I do everything you're supposed to do. I reinstall everything. But it's like they're still hacking. And I think that they have, like, the only way they can be hacking is if somebody has, like, root-level access to my server that shouldn't.
When it originally got hacked, though, because of weak security, they could have figured out the SSL encryption, you know, for, like...
But they even... switched me to a different server last month, and it's still.
So you
is your girlfriend a Russian hacker?
FTP.
Yeah. What?
FTP, is it different now?
What do you mean? Is it different?
When you upload that address that you know how you have like the long address, and then you have like your logins.
No, it's the same because I FTP using the domain name.
But technically, when you go to that domain name, it changes the quote. IP address, you know what I'm saying? It just changes it at the...
Yep.
But I don't FTP to an IP address. I do to the domain name.
Yeah, the domain name. But it knows to pull from the DNS server what the new IP address is.
How the fuck would I know what the new DNS is? I'd have to look for it. What are you asking me? I don't understand.
They actually changed it to a new IP or if it's just the same.
I don't know. I know that it's a new server. I don't know if they changed the IP.
Matt would have to.
Why does that matter?
Because if they never changed it, it's just like having, it's like your address. It's like, okay, I changed my address in the neighborhood, but I still live in the goddamn same house.
So the SSL certificate wouldn't have changed is what you're saying.
As I'm thinking. I'm not thinking.
Oh.
I want to play the clip.
Down the stairs.
Oh, honey, that's an old one. The new guy did a better job.
Oh, wow. Why can't I play from my audio?
Because that app, you didn't download the app. You should have.
I have the app. What's it called? It's just I disable it because it causes...
It's called sound. What is it called again?
Okay, well, y'all figure that out. I have a question that didn't get answered on Eat This Hot Show.
Oh, God, okay.
On a lovely, incredible reunion, which was wonderful.
Did you see Wanda's back from the dead on Facebook for a day?
Yes.
And not looking a day over a corpse. She looks just divine. So happy we got Miss Wanda Wisdom back.
Honey, are you Muslim too? What's that thing on your hand?
I didn't like my hair. It's a little messy. I haven't showered yet. I haven't gone to work.
Gross.
Honey, you got to cover more than just the hair.
You look like that music video.
Okay, what are you saying? What are you saying, Nate?
My question is, in this new political age that we are in, and I do think
It's an entirely different time than our country's ever faced before. What do you do? Do you just sit around and wait for the Mueller investigation to happen? Do you just sit around and like...
Wait for what? The Mueller thing is silly. Because like, what do you get? If you get Mueller, good for you. You get Pence as president? That's a go-nowhere. Right. What does that accomplish? That's just crazy if you're worried about Mueller to me. Because that's just saying, oh, I can't wait for Pence.
But if he's implicit too, or complicit, or whatever.
Oh, honey, you're living in a fantasy land. You really think they're going to impeach?
I mean, I know they're not.
What? It's a fantasy.
It's not a fantasy in the sense that even if it's true, honey. But if it comes out true, I understand it. It's a fantasy in the sense they're not going to do anything.
They're not going to do anything with this Congress. So you have to wait till at least the midterms.
If we've been shown anything with Congress, it's that in the last week. It's that our opinions don't matter. They are going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to rail through horrible taxes. It doesn't matter if you call and write your senator. They know that people are going to forget about it in 2 months. But
Nate, why are you holding your little microphone thingy like it's a clitoris, like with your like it's a cup of tea? What are you? Are you dainty or something? I don't understand.
I'm very dainty.
You're being very dainty with that.
It's a blunt, honey.
It's not a blunt. It's a little too white to be a blunt. Although I did see some gold paper at the shop the other day that I really want to try. But aside, that'll be like maybe a birthday present type of
thing. There you go, hon.
Yeah. But no, I'm – because I don't know what to do. I want to be politically active. I care. It matters to me, but I don't know what.
You know what? Just all of y'all need to get fucked. You can't do anything. What you can do is vote. You can keep making a big deal when these assholes
are trying
to
do
shit.
That doesn't fucking matter either.
It didn't matter. Where was that? Let me see. In CNN. Niggers. What? Man. Which candidate received this vote in Virginia? One vote? Yeah, one vote doesn't matter. Right. And maybe you could not be retarded when you're filling out your fucking ballot. Jesus Christ.
Well, we're speaking to the choir here, don't you think?
Yes, but the point is just this. What can you do? You can call out those motherfuckers when they're being all gray, when your friends are Republicans, and they say, oh, Trump is gray and he's not so bad. Call that bitch out.
Well, you
can write your congressman constantly. You can call them.
Well, writing a congressman.
You can get rid of them. Those assholes that voted for this shit. Get rid of those motherfuckers.
But will they go?
You can read. You can go to social media. You can make a website. You can write letters. You can be active. You can go down. You know. You can watch TV and. You know. And
you can eat.
I think it's easier for you girls in some aspect than maybe me and Nate. Because the way that the political climate's going, I just don't even see in 2018 if, for the grace of Barker, that
all you can do is pray.
Are they going to go? You got Roy Moore that's refusing to concede. I mean,
just pray.
Well, his concession isn't necessarily important.
I know.
What I'm saying is the people who voted for Trump are still here.
Yeah.
And they are still absolutely okay with somebody who is a pussy grabber. They're still absolutely okay with somebody who makes horrible inflammatory remarks. They're not bothered by it.
But they're never going to be changed. Because from my understanding, the way I see it, we need to stop trying to convince them to not be crazy. We need to convince the other half of America that sat on their ass during this election to care, you know?
Correct.
I've been hope because of black women. Black women showing up to turn out Roy Moore.
Racist.
Very. It gave me hope. I got a lot of hope from
I was hoped by those darker people when they finally showed up. Finally. Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't it, and I may be completely wrong here, and I'll accept this, but historically, isn't it more difficult to turn out a minority vote?
Right.
Well, when it's off, you know, elections, I don't think so. Right, Madge?
Do what now?
When the Republicans win.
Southern lady.
Do what? Do what now?
Let me look at my...
Do what?
Look at my
Mac. Do what? Nouveau. I don't know. I'm trying to.
I've had all these compulsions to shop in the last week, and I've had to remind myself, don't become Deborah Wilkerson.
Neville's okay. Miss Neville. Miss Neville. Miss Neville. Yeah. All right. Miss Neville. Grandmother. I mean, Miss Neville. Miss Neville. Miss Neville. Miss Nevels. Miss Nevels, what are you doing? Miss Nevels, please don't be chasing her. And Miss Nevels, please, you're really abusing her. Well, grandmother, what are you doing? I mean, Miss Nevels, what are you doing to her?
Miss Nevels, my name is Miss Nevels.
Well, grandma.
Miss Nevels.
I mean, Miss Nevels, please stop shooting.
Yeah. All right. I was just holding the phone up. It's very ghetto.
So the answer to my question is continue to scream into the void and pray to God that something happens.
Well, the answer is Miss Neapolis.
Pray.
Okay. Name. That was so good. I'm glad I pushed you to the path on that story, Cheryl. Now, you live in a red state, don't you, honey?
I live in Iowa, yeah.
Okay, see, I live in a red state too, honey. We won't say what state, but I think for us, the girls that live in a horrible, fucked up state, we're just surrounded by this insanity that it just pulls us down. Because if you live in a blue state, I don't think it's bad to the girls. Like, if you listen
I think that Madge needs to play that clip of Sylvia saying, move.
I don't know how to find the shit on my phone.
Oh, honey, turn your
move. How's that? Move.
Wait, you're over modulating.
I did it on purpose.
Whose vagina?
Madge.
I had to overpower you.
I don't care.
I won't lie, though. I do kind of want to hear the Omarosa story. I know she's just shoving for a book deal, but I still want to hear the story.
What do you think it is? I think she's fucking him, honestly.
Well,
because she was trying to get into his private residence, right? Isn't that when they got rid of her?
Yeah.
I think that's because they have a personal relationship.
And I don't think he would do anything with someone that's not a whore.
I don't think you like
honey, he would. Yes, he would.
I never felt so bad that Janice Dickinson didn't cut Omarosa back in 2000.
It's all about sex. Right. Is about everything's about power to him. He doesn't care if she's black. It's about power.
Well, it's all about the illusion. You know, the blacks love me. I'm a roast. You know, it's all a TV facade. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. We get so angry. We get angry at this fake show because that's all it is, a goddamn show. There's not that many people behind here.
Honey, what you got to understand is Omarosa is a steakhouse. Like Ponderosa. Donald Trump loves steak. So, of course, he's going to fuck a steakhouse.
A question for you, Mange.
What
in the future, do you think that Apple will allow you to pay less if you agree that you will buy a new phone and a new battery every 3 yards?
Sure. Good question. Sure. God, that pisses me off. You know,
my phone is so fucking slow. That's why my friend's phone is so fucking slow.
I understand that they slow the phone down, but if they're going to do that, they should make, first of all, be transparent about it, and second of all, give people the option to get a new battery. Just say, look, if you don't want your phone to slow
it's
down.
Only $100 or $70. Got to make an appointment and wait forever.
Will they do it? Because that's worth it. I would do it for $100.
Don't even do the battery thing. I mean, you can offer that, yeah, but I'm saying just have it as an option. You know, just like you have low power mode, just say, you know, I agree that, you know, the battery life will, you know, be ruined even worse if I choose to.
Hold on. Well, is that true? Can I go to an Apple store and get my battery changed for $100?
Yeah.
It was like $300.
Yeah. No, really? It's always been $100. They give you a new iPad because, well, I don't know if they still do it, but back in the day.
Now Deborah's getting excited. She's not going to shut up about it because we're talking about Apple.
You know what? This is great. Then they'll be able to make more money replacing batteries now.
Can you hear this? Let me know.
Yes, I fucking hear this.
We'll be watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it, honey.
You don't get no pussy away.
Yeah, that sounded good.
This is my favorite.
I'm a famous gay grandma.
Cheryl, can you at least put album art on your ID so we could?
I don't know how to do that. How the fuck can I do that?
Go to your Google Hangout.
Because when you talk, all I see is a little. All I see is a silhouette.
Where
of
do something. I go, bitch?
Go to your Google. What is it called? What is that like? Facebook clone? Google Hands? Google Plus.
Your mom.
Google Plus. Google Plus. Yeah. And then put a picture there.
Google Sex and Sales.
Account.
Personal. I was trying to install this Hangout toolbox to the Hangout extension, but then it doesn't show up. How does that happen? Are you guys able to install extensions, or is that just me?
No.
Where you can add apps. It says install Hangout extension. I press it. It shows up for like half a second, and then it goes away.
That's just you. Why don't you have the over-the-ear headphones?
Why don't you go fuck yourself? I have the headphones I have.
God has good headphones, but they're always so goddamn ugly.
Honey, I'm at work. I have what I have.
Have you all lost at least two or three sets of your wireless Apple earbuds yet?
Actually,
I've never had them. Why would I have those?
I've never lost them.
So stupid. What a waste of money.
No, they're not. They're actually the cheapest, bitch, and they're really good.
But oh, shut up. These are the headphones I have, and they're awesome.
I got my wired Apple headphones.
But not having a headphone.
Why?
Not having a headphone jack in that new phone is a fucking pain in the ass.
These Jaybirds I've had for 3 years, the battery has never died. They're fucking amazing, and they have a wire to each other.
The Lightning headphones are just as good, and they're actually better because the jack's built into the thing. But second of all, Sherry, you have a fucking Android phone, and you have Apple headphones.
I'm not using an Android phone right now, am I?
Why are we losing viewers? This is a good show. Now we have 7.
Okay, can you see my art? How does this work?
Works during the day.
What about
you? Do I need to rejoin this thing for you to see my picture?
Probably.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, no. Hang up.
So, oh,
that was nice.
But speaking of...
Now we're down to 6 viewers now that Cheryl's gone. Oh, they include...
Oh, wait, they include us?
Yeah.
So really, there's only two Jews.
There's 2 Jews in the audience.
Didn't work, Cheryl. Didn't work. Still see your little skank.
Did you do it for the right? Okay, well, on the Google thing, did it show the right email address?
To Cheryl@whorehole.org.
Yeah, that's my email.
What would it? Why would it be anything else?
I saw a picture. What the fuck? Your photos. Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, your cam came on like the other night when we did the rap.
Set as profile picture.
What's this?
There was so much dick in the rabbit thing. I kind of like the Google because it'll make
dick.
God damn.
What do you mean there was dick? I didn't see that.
There was lots of dick.
What do you mean dick?
There was piss and dick.
Was too much.
I saw Grant B's D. You sent me the screen share. Thank you. Did I miss any other D?
Kiko and his jockstrap was quite nice to look at.
Who?
You mean the bot Kinkos?
Yeah.
Who I always confuse with what's the other one that we always confuse them with because they're both anonymous.
Who?
Kinko's and...
Who's anonymous? Becky?
Wait. I just thought about...
Was that Becky in her jockstrap too?
Yes.
Becky. That'd be a good sight.
You haven't heard the last, 6 algorithms me and Cheryl did when we were testing the rap.
No, because you didn't post them, bitch.
There is this one.
Have your nerve. You have your nerve. Accusing me of not watching them, not listening. You don't even fucking post them. How the fuck am I supposed to listen to something you don't post?
You're going to find
Midwest dentistry at its best.
I want you to send it to Wanda when you do, okay? Because Billy says he's going to beat Wanda's ass.
Wait, what does Wanda have to do with this?
Wanda raped me. Wanda raped Heather. And Billy's going to be her ass because...
And there's a revelation at the end, but we can't ruin it.
Okay, don't fucking spoil your own fucking show, you moron.
So good.
What do you mean, Wanda? What kind of an instrument did she use for the rape? What sort of...
I don't remember, but it was...
Appliance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll get you fucking up.
Was it a salad spinner?
A salad spinner.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
I'll be trying.
This ain't working.
What's not working?
To add a profile picture. I tried and
you're a moron. You know what? Move on. We'll deal with it.
I got 5 more minutes. I got to go to my Pilates class.
What?
You go to Pilates?
You got 5 more minutes. I got to go get ready to go to the bank.
Hashtag donations.
Fucking Pilates.
So, I used to take Pilates. You know who the teacher is? The teacher is Lotto Linda, and she's called Lotto Linda because she used to be the one that pulls the balls on WGN for the Illinois Lotto. Lotto Linda was my Pilates teacher. She's still the teacher there, but first of all, I don't go because when Donna Summer died, she made everybody dance in class to Donna Summer, which I found really offensive. And also, they stopped doing the Lotto on TV. They do it electronic, on the computer, it pulls the balls.
Balls.
I remember when Donna Summer died, I was upset that day.
Do you still take yoga from Scratch Card Sally?
No.
That's the
no
one.
More yoga?
I still take yoga. I don't know who Scratch Card
Vince says
Sally is.
Vince
sees
my profile picture.
Lotto Linda, Scratch Card Sally.
Cunt.
Vince is lying. It's Deborah's. We see Deborah's profile. We don't see yours.
Let me go to YouTube and see.
How would Vince see it? I don't understand why Vince would see something different than what I see.
Because you're slow. You're a cunt.
Yeah, it's working. It's working for it. Just ain't working for us, but it actually is working for the YouTube. I'm checking now.
Boof.
Boof.
Oh, we have a lot of people listening now.
Why isn't Vince broadcasting live from Apple? I mean,
not, whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, oh, I wait, mean, oops. Wait, Gina,
isn't he naked?
Gina, get with Madge. She'd love to have you on Eat This Hunt Show.
Hold on, hold on. Cheryl, that's the picture you chose?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's so ugly. Can't you pick something nicer?
It's a pretty.
My friend drew that.
It's a pretty.
Your friend sucks.
She was blind. That's good for a blind person.
Pretty.
I don't know, Cheryl. I think it's ugly, actually.
She's an ugly woman.
With Becky's 3/4 of a lung.
But they only have one chin. Jesus.
What hurts?
Her chin hurts. Where the doctor's...
Oh, there's a chat room. I didn't even see the chat room.
Obviously, you didn't see it last week when I was bitching at you, telling you to stop using the other shit.
Yeah, me
no,
too.
I saw it then. I did see it, but I was ignoring you. Because we agreed when we did Eat the Such Show not to use a chat room.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Wanda. So I didn't want her to get all the hate.
Why don't think everybody hates Wanda?
I do.
Wanda.
If you look at the comments people make about her in the GC, I would do. They otherwise.
What's well, yeah. Only because
she's a cunt.
No, I think Snapples. Okay, I don't know if we should say this, but she doesn't, you know, interact with the fans in a sense. It's like they're not there, even though they're there. So it's kind
of. She's on the radio doing it every day. I wouldn't want to talk to other motherfuckers either if I had to do it all day.
But you don't the talk radio. To other motherfuckers on the radio. You're on the radio for a reason. You don't have the face on TV.
She's talking to housewives all day.
I couldn't imagine doing that, but, you know, pays the bills.
You know, I put the link in the Golden Circle. Why aren't more people joining?
There should be
more
people.
Because people.
Well, where am I? And so do I. So do I. How is that a problem? I'm on break. I'm on break. See?
I hope one day to be successful enough that I can sit in an office that I refuse to decorate. In a bank robber ski mask.
What is that going to do with success?
Internet.
If you want to do it, that's why
I could never do what you're doing at my beige.
What is your job now?
Yeah,
I cook in a restaurant.
Oh, you could.
You don't look Mexican.
How did? Let's. We're gonna pull our money. I'm not gonna get the Tesla, and we're gonna move to a blue state.
Yeah, I need some money, man. I need to buy presents, and I haven't gotten any Christmas presents from anyone.
So. Me neither. Oh, yeah, we're doing a great...
Debbie, you and I'd have a real good time.
First of all, Madge, you don't get fucking Christmas presents. It's not a two-way street. You don't want to say Merry Christmas. You only want Happy Holidays.
Have you noticed that everybody's saying Merry Christmas this year? No Happy Holidays. Everything is Merry Christmas in your face.
Back.
Because that's Trump shit, yes.
I hate it so much.
Donald Trump brought it back.
Fucking hate it.
Oh, but you want Christmas presents.
That's some Ronald Reagan shit. He did that shit too, the moral majority. He just basically said, if you're not Christian, you can just disappear off the face of the earth.
When militarized the fucking...
And they love Jews because Jews mean that when we get Israel, then fucking Messiah's coming. Then
Happy Hanukkah.
Kill everyone. Oh.
Republican.
That's so
if the Lord can lead you to it, he can lead you through it.
When I was little... And then, you know, was trying to understand all this religion shit. I always was like, wait a minute. You like Jews, but then you don't like Jews. What is it? You know what I mean? Like, it's only when Jews are convenient to them that they like them. You know what I'm saying?
I have to reduce Deborah's audio because it's very... I can't figure out if it's just loud or just your voice is annoying.
It's annoying. Yeah.
I have that.
That's coming from Cheryl.
Go eat a fucking Cheez-Its, bitch.
I didn't know Jews when I was younger. I didn't grow up with them.
I had a Jewish friend in school. I think I talked about him on the show before.
Who, Gertl Blomqvist?
He had a big penis.
How did you know that?
That's my friend sucked him off.
Noah, you can come online with us.
Noah Moore?
Noah's in the chat room. Gina could come on too. I know she's just sitting at home. She doesn't have an office.
Did Gina reply to what I said?
About Eat This Hot Show?
Yeah. I mean, she'd still have to donate.
Well, I would love to have Gina on Eat This Hot Show. Yeah,
no.
But I don't know if. What do you mean no?
She doesn't want to. Come on, no. She calls it
a broadcast, so she doesn't want to make it less of a broadcast by being on it. Okay, fine.
I
do think an actual biological woman would be very good.
What?
Lesbians are biological women, honey.
You're cis female.
Yeah.
Gina's not cis.
She's ghost.
Honey. Oh, honey.
She ghosted us. Cheryl, that's not nice.
It's live.
I'm going to turn your volume up. Keep peeing. Louder, Cheryl.
Sounds like that lapse is quite away from the toilet water. Is it cold in the bathroom, honey?
I tie it together with, what are those called?
Can you get
cleaners?
Can you give us a fart? Can you give us a fart?
So, you just brought my memory.
Oh, sorry, I ruined one of our next groans. I give you a preview.
I've noticed from all of these shows when you pay, you leak a lot. You should get that checked out, honey.
Cheryl, can you give us a toot?
I gave you a preview of our next grums. There's a revelation about pipe cleaners. That's all I'll tell you. It's amazing.
But Cheryl, most girls give a little fart when they... Will you stop with your gasping while I'm talking?
Go ahead.
Cheryl, most people give a little toot when they're peeing. Why can't I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. That wasn't real.
It's a good thing I had toilet paper nearby.
That was a trans fart, not a cis fart.
Yeah. I'm ready with my spreadsheet, man.
Oh, and Gina said she would do eat this.
I was going to break the news, bitch.
So that means we have to figure out how to get Wanda to answer her email more than...
Wanda might do it since there's a female.
The problem with Eat This Hot Show, and the only reason we don't still do it weekly, is because it's fucking impossible to schedule, because these bitches all have their requirement. Reagan is a fucking diva.
Reagan has nothing to do.
No. Reagan can do it with you.
But he's so about his schedule. He didn't want to do it Sunday because he's always hungover on Sundays.
I thought he's on Tinder or whatever that fuck thing's called, where you don't go to work and still get paid.
Welfare?
No. What was
disability?
It
academic welfare.
Honey, he's not that fat.
Sabbatical.
Oh, is he? Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know you can change the stream to 144p? That's pretty interesting. Low bandwidth.
What's a P? Pussy?
Yeah. 144 pixels, honey. You look like a video game character at this level.
Oh, I need that. How do I do that?
You should try and get them back together for Eat This Hot Show again. It was very good. I like the format of everybody brings a topic and y'all just shoot the shit. It's like The View, but less annoying.
The View ain't annoying. It's just they don't talk about topics long enough. It's always next
time. I watch The View every day. Listen to me. Meghan McKay needs to never fucking wear mustard yellow again. Big girls with blonde hair, mustard yellow is not the tea. Also, Whoopi, you can totally tell that she's checked out. She's ready to get out the fucking door. And her and Sonny Hostin, you can tell they just hate each other.
What are you talking about? I don't speak this language.
Good. I watch it every
Okay, Deborah, I have a question.
I love it. Debbie, we need to hang out.
Hang on. I have a technical question, Deborah. I'm finding when I'm doing this Google Hangout, if I press somebody's face, it shows them and it overrides the automatic switching of cameras. But how do I go back to the automatic switching of cameras?
You click it again.
Oh, thank you. How did you know that kind of face?
Because I'd be like a normal person.
You've been doing other shows?
Yeah.
Gina says bring back Andy Vera. Yeah, I would love to have Vera back, but again,
it's an issue with being a horrible person.
Being on a cruise. Just be honest. The internet's too expensive. She can't do it.
No, ABC. No.
Can somebody give me lots of Bitcoins? I need money. I really do.
I feel so sick over this Bitcoin. Last night, I went through my Google Photos yet again trying to find my code for bread.
Yeah.
Trying to find out, how much. But I'm pretty sure, be honest with me, when we did that show back in the day, didn't I send the Bitcoin back to you and said I wasn't going to use it? Just tell me that's what I did.
How the fuck should I know?
Because
that's what you did. Yeah.
That's why Madge is red.
Bitcoin, and I sent it back, and I said, you can have it. Right.
If I did, I didn't save it. I didn't save it. I cashed out my Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
You know what? She lies. She owns the company she's working at right now. That's why she can do this.
No, I'm just saying because it's
don't you think I would have a window office if that were the case?
No.
Buried the money back in the day, But I mean, and I got to break another thing. You remember when I told you I had the Ethereum coin?
Yes, I remember that.
And I wanted to buy something one week, so I cashed it out to buy something. And then it skyrockets to $800. So
I've been meaning to yell at you because I was actually thinking about how dumb you are while I was doing the dishes. That's how dumb you are. I was thinking about it, how dumb you are. Listen, Deborah, you do not trade. You don't trade unless you're a genius and an oracle and studied all kinds of shit. I don't know how to trade either. When you're not a trader, you buy the shit and you hold on to it. That's what you do with crypto. You buy it and you hold on to it and you don't sell it unless you're broke, because that's how it works. So you don't trade. If you're selling your crypto to buy something else, you're a fucking moron. Don't fucking do it. You don't know what you're doing. You buy it and you hold on to it.
That one time I made like $80.
Yeah, see, you're an idiot. Shut up. You're hurting me by being so dumb. Now tonight when I do the dishes, I'm going to be like, Christ, Deborah is so goddamn dumb, and I'm going to drop a dish and then I have to go to fucking IKEA to buy new ones, which I fucking hate that place. Stop doing this to me, idiot.
You buy a nice china, honey. Each plate I have is $20 a plate.
Why don't you just go suck Crate and Barrel's cop?
Okay. And yes, you and your little South Park character. Is that a? Is there candy in your trick-or-treat basket behind you?
That's a helmet.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought it was a candy jar.
No, it's a helmet, honey.
Helmet for what, ma'am?
Golden helmet of Mambrino, there shall be no. You don't know Don Quixote, do you? He's a fucking dumbass.
Do y'all have to do like safety meetings at your beige?
What are you talking about?
Table if there's like an active person or like
an active shooter.
Don't say it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't take part in this place. We did have a incident like a month or two ago. We had a chemical spill on the roof. We all had to leave.
Oh, gee darn.
Yeah, like that.
So all you got to do is go up to the roof, throw a little bleach on it, and you can head out.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was chlorine, actually. It was.
Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
Your state cares about you.
Send up Consuela with the mop. It'll be fine in 10 minutes.
Chicago's awesome. You know, they have all kind of, like, they made a whole bunch of new laws that protect employees. Like, they have to give us certain rights for our sick days. They have to let you carry over 30 days of vacation.
That's
like,
why overrides, your city's going down.
Like, it overrides.
Too much regulation, too much protection for normal people. It's horrible.
And then I talked to the other, because we're international, so I talked to people in, like, the Florida office where I used to work. I'm like, yeah, I can carry over my vacation, because normally you can only carry, you can't carry it over. So if you have to use your vacation 2 months after the year ends, and, like, I'm like, I can save, I can bank it, and they have to give it back to me if I quit.
Where I'm at,
we have no workers' rights in this state at all. Absolutely none.
Is Iowa a red state?
They don't have to do anything. Yes. I have no time off. I have no guarantees of anything.
Well, why don't you come to Illinois? Absolutely. You're just next to us, aren't you?
I have a lot of wonderful, incredible friends who live in Chicago, and I've thought about that. I've also thought about Minneapolis, and I've thought about Denver.
Just move.
It's not that easy, honey.
It is.
Okay, I get
it. It's not that easy.
I get Denver, but why the fuck would you want to move to Minneapolis?
Because it's also a beautiful city and with fun and vibrant people.
And no pot legal?
True. Fuck that shit.
What are you going to do there? No pot?
Okay, so maybe I got to go to Chicago. But
it's not legal there.
No, it is legal here. You just got to get a medical card, which is, anybody can get that. You just
no, they can't, man.
I mean,
yes,
oh, honey.
Bad.
Honey, you
Wait,
don't understand.
Did something change? Because not everyone can get one in Illinois. Sorry.
Honey, you get a fucking medical card. It's a fucking scam. All you do is you
get them. Not
in, oh, I got a headache.
You have one. Well, you don't do that.
Cheryl,
I have back pain, chronic pain, migraines, glaucoma, and a couple other issues.
Cheryl, they give it for fibro. They give it for
fibro.
Yes, they fucking do.
Okay, let's see.
They have these doctors that advertise on billboards. It's just like in California before it was recreational. When they have it medical, they have all these quack doctors that will do it.
Not in Illinois, honey.
It's the same.
I don't live in Illinois. You're right. You know from New Jersey better than I do.
Let's see. What?
Oh, here we go. Any other topics you're not this passionate about, ma'am? But now I'm seeing all this passion's coming from. Okay. Passion, ma'am.
Let's see if fibro's on here. Fibrous dysplasia? No.
Cheryl, are you anti-marijuana?
No, I'm just telling
you.
Unfortunately, Illinois sucks. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Alzheimer's,
oh, let's swap, honey.
ALS. Something malformation cancer, chronic inflammatory.
You have
chronic inflammatory.
That's anything.
Yeah, that's anything, Cheryl.
Basically, almost everything that's wrong with you.
Chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy.
Yes, exactly. That's all bullshit.
I have that. I've got two of those.
See?
Right.
See? That's what I'm trying to say.
It looks like
girl, it ain't that hard. It ain't that hard.
Honey, when I crossed the border, when I was on my road trip, I crossed the border. Listen.
It's, you got Tourette's?
No. You can get it for being retarded. There's retarded.
Severe fibromyalgia.
Jen Terry's walking downtown with a blunt, honey. Okay?
Did you say it does fibros on there or not?
Severe fibromyalgia.
Which is so provable. It's a fucking made-up disease. All you have to do is wear purple.
Excuse me.
You just wear a t-shirt. Doctor, look at my t-shirt. I'm in 5 fibro Facebook groups like Steve Stelzi.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fibro was basically created to sell opiates.
My point is just this.
Plus, Cheryl, plus, all you have to do is know somebody who has a disease, and then you become their caretaker, and you get a card for being a caretaker.
Oh, yeah, that's so easy. It's just great. So anyways, donations.
Cheryl's going to move to Chicago next month.
Yeah, if you don't shut the fuck up about donations.
Donations.
We didn't get any. We don't never get any when we grow without Madge. But then Madge, you know... You get
off. The last time we got donations.
We can do donations now if you want. I don't have
a yes, and then we need to do a Krimis show or not.
Hold on. Are you an idiot? We discussed
how many hours have I grown with Debbie?
Oh my God, are we about to go through yesterday?
Wait, we agreed on Tuesday at 7 p.m. What are you talking about? We agreed on it. We scheduled it.
Christmas.
You're going to do a Christmas Grum the day after Krimis because Cheryl has conflicts on Christmas Eve. I have conflicts on Krimis. Because I'm Jewish.
I didn't have
faith. Shut up, can I talk? And then on Tuesday, we're going to do a live Grum at 7 p.m., at which point we will be accepting mucho donations for Krimi.
Is that a New Year's? Y'all have plans on New Year's.
We're not doing that yet. I'm not going to do a live, I don't think.
Why didn't you fix your hair for work?
Who?
You.
What's the problem with my hair?
You obviously didn't take a shower this morning.
Your hair. I
did shower.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. We can tell. It smells from here.
I showered. I washed my hair twice and I used conditioner. I'm just ugly.
It smells from here.
You probably look really nice when you fix your hair.
You know, I really love when people who have no pictures criticize my appearance. That is so rich. The only person that gets to criticize my appearance is Nate, who already did because he's showing me his face and already criticized my Midwestern dentistry. He's allowed to do that, but you fucking...
Ooh, that one stung, didn't it, bitch?
Well, yeah. But... it's not all Midwestern, by the way. Some of it is Southern. But
you're still beautiful from afar, dear.
No, she's not. All right. I smell the stink hair. I smell it.
I smell
both of you. You and Nate smell like stink hair.
Cheryl, my hair is clean. I'm
not
giving you
money. You smell like pot.
Hey, listen. No, all I need is you to fix it. When you fix it, you look like a cute Jewish woman. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's just play
this. Yeah, like on Eat the Taco. I loved it, Madge. Somehow you made it so that you were the most attractive person on video. I felt bad for Gray.
She had that Barbara Walters
shirt.
Okay, hold on.
Poorly lit Reagan.
Oh, Reagan looked terrible.
Deborah, no, I don't want to do that. If you want to be on the ground, if you're in Golden Circle, which donation people get, regular donors, I posted the link to the Google Hangout there if you want to participate, Miss Naples. Miss Naples wants to call in, she said.
Who's Miss Naples?
Miss Naples is a chat member named Miss Naples.
Okay. Miss donation
Naples. Yeah, Madge did look pretty good on the ground.
Yeah.
YouTube, when you do YouTube shows like this, you can do super chat, and if people want to donate, they can ask us a question.
Oh, yeah, that was the whole point of me telling you to use this.
Is that why you've been ignoring my chats?
But I don't know if I have... No, that's the Hangout chat. I got that. Donations, moo.
Woo and boost.
It uses Google Pay, I'm guessing. Is that what it's using?
No, it uses your mother with stink hair and blubber. The thing is, I don't know if I have Super Chat enabled, but in any case, if I did, people wouldn't do it anyway.
The fuck is Super
Chat? There's a way for you to do it where the chat pops up in little bubbles on the lower right-hand corner of the screen, and every time somebody donates, it pops
that's
up
super
in a different color.
Well, this is Super Chat. Yeah, that's what it is.
Some of these YouTubers, I mean, I'm a nerd, so I watch a lot of Pokemon Go YouTubers.
That's fun.
Oh, please judge. Let me have it. I deserve it.
Yeah, we're done.
But... They can do some amazing things. These people are making, like, they're doing an hour live stream walking around their town, and they're making $1,000.
And you have some people that are donating. If you watch, oh my God, Chad, like, you have that rich lady that lives, which I swear to God, I don't
Yeah. Now,
listen, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I was like, is that Gina? She donates like $20,000.
I have to turn down Deborah again. Because I want to, Nate, what are they doing to get this much donations? Like, is this, how are they donating?
Not having fans, just by having fans.
How are they doing
like that? It's like that young man with his sugar daddy that he met when he was
16. Can you let Nate answer the fucking question before you quack?
I don't know all the specifics and all the apps that they're using, but I do know that they're just on camera. They're live streaming or they're playing a game or they're sitting there doing nothing.
How are they getting the same thing
you're providing less content.
What's the mechanism through which they're getting the money?
Let me tell you.
Is it ads?
No.
Or is it donations?
No. Donations.
Through Google?
No, through pay. Can y'all hear me?
PayPal.
Yes, we fucking hear you.
I didn't know what you said. You're muted me, you bitch. So listen. So what they do is they use PayPal, okay, but they have a bot that they made. Now, there's like open bots. Now, I think there's actually apps you can purchase now that do it, that read their PayPal donations that pop on the screen. And then
that sounds safe.
Well, I'm just telling you how they do it, you fucking bitch. But on Twitch, I think they have had it built in with another service that uses Square or like a subsidiary of Square now that do
yeah,
like
Twitch is good.
Yeah.
But they don't use crypto for donations? Because I know, like, the crypto shows I watch, they get, like, Bitcoin donations and cash and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm sure there are some, but that's why I told you yesterday, like, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do is start doing Heather's gaming and have my tips out and stuff. Because, you know, back in the day, that's a lot of money.
I want to get crypto donations because I'm tired of PayPal.
What platforms do you game on, Debbie?
God, now we're on gaming. Oh, Christ, I'm a stick.
Well, actually, it's one question. Get off it.
It's going to turn into more bullshit.
PC, Xbox, and all that. But, you know, back in the day when I was a Cam 4 whore, I used to be number one, and I'm like, I threw all that away for nothing. I could have, like, used those people, you know, to move it somewhere else.
Deborah,
only
what
for your dignity.
What is your painted taint name on Chatterbait?
What I'm going to do is, if we get enough donations, I'll just go ahead and get on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Heather is going to get on camera. Let me fix that.
You better have heavy makeup on.
So the bitches that hate Heather better get ready.
ASMR videos.
Yeah. So you're going to paint?
How much money are you making on our ASMR vids?
We're going to have to get a new yoga ball. The other one busted.
It got a big piece of turd on it.
I used to get on the yoga ball and bounce, and I had this oversized bunny that was the size of a person, and that's all I would do is bounce on the ball, and I'd have, like, you know, 700 men just watching.
Yeah. I would like to, never mind.
Hashtag Victoria Lamar.
Okay, I'm going to head off. I got to go get ready for work, but I love you girls very much, and I appreciate you all, and happy holidays.
You too, darling.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Thanks for coming.
Bye.
You ejected her?
Yeah, I ejected her.
Oh, my Lord, you ejected all over her.
Now what?
I thought you wanted to do money, or you want to wait?
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed with all these fucking hacks. Like, today I have to fix two websites. Like, I fix one, and then the others break. Every day I have to go through and look for malware.
Why do you prevent that at boot camp?
On the Eat This Hot Show site was doing crypto mining in JavaScript. Like, that was that. It was using up the whole CPU. Horrible shit.
Squarespace.
I wonder if that's what's happening with mine.
What's that
mine?
How do you know if it's doing that?
You look at the CPU when you go to it. Do your fans start exploding?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Oh, no, on my computer, no.
No, go into the debug mode. And
I'll show you how to find out. Hold on. I'll send you a link.
Why don't you just use Squarespace?
Can you just tell if mine has it?
I mean, I know it's horrible not having access to your data in the same sense, but couldn't you just move over to Squarespace, like the front end? I think
you're hurting me.
But I'm saying it's sort of like, it's just nobody uses WordPress anymore, honey, because it's so horrible.
It's not horrible.
A lot of people use WordPress for websites, yes. A lot of people.
But
obviously, it's not that good. The shit gets hacked all the time.
That's because of the shitty host I use.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right. We already decided that. But it does get hacked more because it's a bigger...
Okay, yeah. I'll use Squarespace so that I'll be at their fucking mercy. Deborah, I've been doing this for a long time, and the problem is all these providers come and go, and then you're fucked. Yeah. They take your content. They take your shit. They don't give you enough chances to get...
I talked to Cheryl about this, but I don't think I said anything to you. I mean, obviously, you're going to say it's a stupid idea, but what if Giga was to host, like, a server for, like...
Cheryl, and what did I say to you when you started that? I said delete your account.
Oh, you were there then.
I'm not going to have this conversation.
But we could put a botnet and
delete your account.
There's room in the bathroom. That's all I'm saying.
Delete your account, Hillary.
My website is fine.
Oh, my God. Your website is fine?
Yeah. We have so many listeners.
Do the thing where it says force a recheck just to make sure. It says there's a link.
Why did you just put something on there?
Yeah.
Force. I don't see force a recheck.
How do we know? You're
it's
not
a small
mine.
Link. It says this site was just scanned a few minutes ago. Force a rescan to clear the cache.
No. Well, how are we going to get paid if you clear the cache? Yeah.
Delete your life.
Done.
Okay, Cheryl, do you have your spreadsheet ready? We're going to do donations. Mm-hmm. Deborah. I mean, Cheryl.
Yes.
Are you ready?
It's been open, yeah.
Your vagina?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first donation, so the last time I paid you was on December 3rd.
Oh, my God.
Right? Not that long ago.
Wait, was it?
Yes. Okay, so next we have Claire.
Gina said, hang on.
Who?
Gina's donating now.
Oh, I'll hold. I'll hold for that.
She's making her Christmas donation.
Who's Mrs. Naples?
Miss Naples.
Someone made a Google account just to join us as Miss Naples.
I need to put in the... I'm going to put a dash donation that nobody ever does it, but I'm going to put it just in case when I post this video. Well, actually...
Bitcoin thing?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I don't really... Like, the problem with Bitcoin donations is the transaction fees are so high right now that if they donate in Bitcoin... They're going to pay such a huge fee, it doesn't worthwhile. So I use Dash because Dash is like reasonable and you can convert it to Bitcoin later. But
I got two listeners that donated Bitcoin that time.
I don't hear all the squeaking
on the bread. And so you told me they paid that $30 to send me that donation.
Well, it depends on how, what is that noise?
Miss Naples is here.
Kick her out.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey, Debbie. Hey, Jewish man.
What the fuck is that?
Can you please use headphones, honey? Headphones, please.
Yeah, she's legally retarded.
I
don't know, but she's pretty. She's real pretty.
Weren't you on American Horror Story, honey?
I guess you... Are you going to talk? I can't deal with this if you don't have headphones. Hello? I can't deal with this bitch.
Is she a police officer? I mean, a policewoman?
Miss Nipples.
Hey.
Are you going to talk or are you just going to sit there like a retarded? Yes, we fucking hear you, but you've got audio noise. Can you please use headphones
before
you stroke out? Miss Nipples is a bit retarded.
Oh, finally, somebody that thinks like me.
What?
Darn it. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I'll be right back after my husband dies.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
What the fuck is she?
I don't know. That made me laugh pretty
good. It's not funny.
I liked her voice, but I hope she gets it.
She sounded kind of like Baby Jane.
I'll be right back after my...
You think that was Baby Jane? Oh, my God.
Wait. What? I want that on a T-shirt. I'll be right back after my husband dies.
Gina gave us $150.
No, whoa. She didn't.
She did. Yeah.
But I already got evicted because I couldn't pay my rent.
I'm sorry, Kathy. That's so nice. Okay.
I just realized that I think I've been on here longer than my 15-minute break.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
I hope you don't get fired.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we always get more donations than when you're beige. We got a shit ton of donations.
Well, at this rate, if Gina keeps doing this, then I don't need a job. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yay, Gina.
So nice.
Thank you, Gina. She said this is our Christmas donation. Thank you.
Okay, but we'll remind you next week for Hanukkah now.
Why? Now we don't need to do a Christmas crumb.
Well, you know, if other people want to provide Christmas donations, that would be appreciated.
Yeah, we accept donations.
Taylor, just woke up. I'm getting ready for work. Too bad I got to run.
We'll need it to pay for our,
new vagina?
Well, I'm getting evicted. I need $1,000. It's always I need $1,000. Billy needs $1,000. Kathy needs $1,000. They all need $1,000.
A little bit.
They're all really intelligent.
The new slaves did not need any money.
They're all very intelligent people.
Little break of news to bring us back down. UN passes measure condemning Trump administration's
Okay, so you guys don't want money, I guess, because you're just talking.
I've been waiting. I've got this thing open.
Okay. Well, that's what she said, darling.
Okay.
All right. So the first donation is what date did I say? Okay, so
December 3rd.
December 3rd. Okay, so we have Claire S., $9.41.
Wow.
Vince Lane, $50 even.
Okay. Oh.
Thank you. Comment is you little horsey. Then we have Pappy Pappy, $15. Luke T, $5. Anonymous, Pussy Good, Pussy Sweet, $14.26. Mark C, $20.09. Gina, $30.
Ooh.
Thank you, girl.
Alexander B, $11.36.
Thanks, honey.
Brian Place, $14.26.
Okay.
Anonymous again. Any predictions for 2018 from the girls' duty? $53.10.
Trump will be there.
Trump is going to.
No, we're not going to do that. Do that later. But
okay.
Poppy Poppy, $10. Mark C, $12. John W., who's our wonderful album art person, $40.
Oh.
George L, $15.
Thanks,
Annie. Comments, is that how you like it? Luke T, again, $25. Comment, girls plus ETHS equals Christmas. Okay. Jason Flatowitz, $5. And this is so nice because he's still homeless, I think.
Is he homeless?
He says, in the future, should I send bloated lesbian? No, just keep sending rishi@hotmail.com. Thank you.
Man, why don't you change it? You can have more than one email address, and then it will be easier for people, so we don't have to spell out Rishi, because most people know how to spell Rishi, of course.
R-I-S-H-E-Y.
Can we send it to bloatedlesbian@gmail.com?
Oh, sure. You want me to have to set up a new fucking account?
No, you just add an address.
Cheryl, no. The answer
you
is
add an address to your PayPal account.
Cheryl, go away. You're making my life complicated. This
you
is
add
work.
An address to your PayPal. Cheryl, I know Hotmail is your favorite.
Cheryl, this has worked for 10 years. We are not changing it. We have not missed a donation. Because people can't spell Rishi.
Listen, if they were to mess up anyways, Madge would still get an email and it would tell it to link it. So either way, we wouldn't miss out.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up. Okay.
Okay.
And the last donation is our lovely Gina for $150 flat out.
Last off. Keep going.
Well, I'm refreshing.
It might go up because of the taxes.
Yeah.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah, you can give us your donations, increased donations thanks to your taxes now.
And it's still tax-free. We're a church.
They took that out, though. Did you see it? Unless they snuck it back in. They did take out where churches can't. They can't.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because nobody's going to donate anymore to nonprofits because the standard donation got doubled. I mean, the standard, what is it called? Standard deduction. So no more donations.
Good. But I'm just saying, at least the church can't get political still. Thank goodness. Kind of a blast.
Oh, that churches never get political. Okay, well, can you go after
them. What?
What's the amount? How much money, Cheryl?
You've been writing this down, right, Cheryl?
You want me to...
Honey.
$159.83.
Each?
Yeah.
God, I wish Cheryl would have said she wasn't available to do this. It'd have been more.
What?
Nine bitches can shut up about this. You nag the fuck out of me. Can we get our donations?
Obviously.
Okay, I'm gonna put on the YouTube because this will be a YouTube. You can still watch it, and I'm gonna put a Bitcoin address and a Dash address so people can donate.
I'm sure they will.
So Deborah, when people donated to you, they donated Bitcoin?
Yeah. I don't know if they want to be named.
Probably not.
Well, one is already listening, but you know she's not. Me five.
So I assume they wanted that donations just to go to you then, I would imagine, which is fine.
Well, I don't know. I was just testing. Remember, because you said I couldn't be tracked.
Oh, I'm testing too. Can somebody please send me $1,000 so I can test?
I didn't continue asking because I didn't want to not be fair.
Oh, I don't care.
No, I'm just playing. But no, so you, if I get, you know, somebody tracks you down and chops you up at your fucking phone, you're like, oh, it's not going to be tracked. It's the FBI.
What are you talking about? Who's going to chop you?
You told me that you couldn't be tracked.
Well, that's why I paid for my escorts with Bitcoin.
Right now, but don't
I would love to have a Bitcoin show and talk about this stuff, but I don't have enough.
You're popular, though. Did you see how many views your Bitcoin networking transaction fee thing got?
Yeah, I actually got like $1 in advertising fees for that, which is crazy.
Well, the reason is, and I'm going to tell you the reason that is, because with that, you actually have to pay attention. So there's more, you know, they're not clicking the video and then going off on it. They don't like it. Like they're trying to learn something. So I'd make.
Well, also, it's Bitcoin, and that has a very high.
You know, and you could do a Bitcoin education video dressed up as Madge, and you'd probably do pretty well.
Oh, yeah, the Bitcoin Madge.
That's a good
lesbian
idea.
Lesbian teaches about Bitcoin.
What is Bitcoin?
Oh, like,
but listen, Magic in New York, you got to do it now. You can't wait because it's very popular in the metasphere right now. Like the number one app was fucking Coinbase. Justine's talking about Bitcoin. Everybody's getting into it before, you know, they crack down on it. And
before it crashes. Yeah.
Because I really feel like they're going to try to ruin
cash out, cash out, cash out.
Yeah, but well, I don't want to get too much into that. I mean, they can. There's only certain things they can ruin. Like they can't ruin the net. They can't ruin the network itself anymore than they can ruin the network. What they can do.
What was the company that got hacked and everyone lost all their money and then they went on Facebook and apologized live? Lol.
Well, that's happened a few times.
Whoops. No big deal. Wee-oo. Use my referral code Coinbase. Wee-oo.
But, oh yeah, use my referral code because I get $10 and so do you.
Hacked.
But that's not Bitcoin. The exchanges are not Bitcoin. That's the exchange. See, when people say stuff like that, they're being kind of ignorant of the technology. So the thing is, you can regulate the exchanges, and that's a serious thing, and that can do a lot of damage to Bitcoin. Like they did in China, they closed the exchanges in China, but it didn't kill Bitcoin because they can't touch the network. It's like the internet. It's not something that anybody can really.
You can only shut down the ports, not the infrastructure.
Pork.
Make it so in America you can't trade it. You know, where it could be legal, they'll come after you, IRS shit like that. But it'll still be there. It's like the dark web.
Right. Anyway, so I sent the money.
I got it. Thank you, honey. But I really think you should do the Madge thing.
That's a good idea.
But you gotta do, you know, like when you get off, well, do it there. Fuck, nobody's gonna come in the office.
Well, the funny thing is I can do it because I already did it internally at my job. I had to give a presentation on Bitcoin. So I already have it all set up. I can just do the same thing.
Yeah, but you just gotta dress. But you know,
I know how to dress. Well, what are you trying to say? Lesbians don't know how to dress.
You need makeup, you need to shave your face.
Then you'll definitely get banned. But second of all, don't you have one of those like buttons under your desk like Matt Lauer, you know, locks the door from the inside? I mean, come on.
Deborah, we need to talk about this also. Before you invest in crypto, you need to pay your bills. It doesn't really make sense to invest when you have debt. It doesn't.
Good point.
Because you can't take it out to pay the debt.
That's the only thing. Like, I don't really get scared about bubbles and stuff because, well, first of all, I don't believe in it. When you deal with Bitcoin, you don't invest any more than you can afford to lose because it could.
That's anything you invest in.
But I don't really worry about that kind of thing. But then I saw that there are people who are taking second mortgages to invest in Bitcoin. See, I'm talking. Okay? Fuck off. I'm fucking talking. Will you stop talking over me, you goddamn cunt? You'll get your turn. But when people start taking second mortgages, that's when you get a bubble because that's how the housing crisis happens. That's when you get, like, people going into debt because then you're like, as soon as Bitcoin does crash, then they're just fucked. Or they panic.
Hey, honey, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No. It could. But the thing is, what people don't realize is because the exchanges like Coinbase are so fucked up, like anytime there's a lot of volume, Coinbase just goes down. The thing is, you can't just pull your money out because the exchanges crash. So there's really difficult. You can't really have a giant crash of Bitcoin because there's no way for people to pull that money out. So they're kind of just, their money's stuck there.
So, shit, what were you just talking about? Then
I was annoyed by you.
Yeah, but what were you talking about? What I was going to
say. How annoying you are.
A good Reddit to follow is the Ethereum, you know? Because, you know, I bought when it was $11, which I'm like, why did I buy more?
Yeah.
Anyways, people bought when it was at $400 on credit cards, and then it crashed and went back to, well, I'm not going to say crashed, but they purchased, like, you know, $9,000 on credit card debt, and then it went from $4 to $2. And they sold it too. I'm like, oh my God, these people are insane. The risk. See, they're trying to make quick money, like you said, the people that can take risk, which I did it that one time and made, you know, like, what is it, $80 or whatever. But
if you don't know a lot, like if you're not a genius, if you don't have an IQ of like 116, if you don't have an IQ of 116, you went to, and you didn't go to Harvard Business School or Wharton with Donald Trump, then you have no business trading.
Just Harvard man duped by lesbians.
Don't trade. If you want to invest, fine. But you invest, you buy.
Remember that.
That's it. What?
Harvard man duped by lesbian.
You're not a stock.
Cheryl, it was Harvard man gets duped in lesbian mix-up.
Oh, God. The good old days.
But there are people that put mortgages on their house for Ethereum. But now they're fine.
Is that what you did now, or is that what you made your parent do?
She put a second mortgage on her.
She took her elderly parent and said, you're going to put a mortgage on this so we can buy Bitcoin. And they said, what's my name? Because they got Alzheimer's and she ruined their life. And now they live in a state home.
Okay, I have an idea for our next calls. We need to call people who are Bitcoin investors and get them to give you their private keys.
Really?
Yeah.
Think of how much money you'd had if you would have took every $5-7 on a pack of cigarettes, Cheryl, and put that into Bitcoin back in the day. God, you'd be so rich.
Yeah. I was talking to someone the other day, and I won't say who it was, but at some point they had 50 Bitcoins and they sold them. Lols.
Well, you know my story. It's awful. I was with Max and Stacy at the first Bitcoin conference, the very first one in 2011. I was there. I had the opportunity to buy Bitcoin at fucking $3, and I was like, nah, fuck it. You know. And Stacy told me, she said, you're the only woman, because I'm a woman, who was at that conference who is not a millionaire today.
Except for they're not millionaires, or they are.
What do you fucking think?
It's held up. But second of all, that means I'm not going to listen to any of the advice you said. I'm going to buy high, and I'm going to sell low, and I'm going to trade fast. You know?
Me too, and I'm going to invest all of my money into Apple stock and the stock market so that when it goes down, I'm going to lose everything, and then I'll be able to beg for money.
You lose so much, it turns positive.
Well, you can get a free battery if you play your cards where you get a battery.
A battery.
So you don't have to slow your phone down.
Oh. If you call right now about your phone, they'll give you a new battery anyway, Madge. They don't never. Every time
call
I call Apple, I've got two free computers from them, and not being, you know, fishy about it, just being honest, they gave me new computers.
How did you get, what?
Okay, what? Back, you remember when I went on hiatus for like 2 years or a year that time?
Right, depression.
Yeah, I had the MacBook Air, and you know, I was super broke, didn't have a job. And it died, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the only thing I have, you know, my only port to the world.
Right.
I called them up, and you know, I told them my situation. They're like, okay, and send it in. They sent me back a new MacBook Air.
You lie.
No, they sent me back when I had my the first white MacBook. You remember that, or where the iBook, whatever the fuck it was called. I sent it in, and they sent it back, and they messed up the screen. I mean, it wasn't super messed up, but just like it was peeling. Like the plastic thing?
Oh, no big deal.
They'll send it back. We'll send you a new one. Same thing. They just sent me a new one.
Remember when I got a new MacBook Pro because it was leaking green goo?
Oh yeah. I'm just saying, out of all the companies you can get, at least they're not as corrupt as, you know, some of them.
That's right.
You hear HP stories, you know. Oh, my HP died. They gave me a new one.
Well, that happened with my Packard Dell yesterday. It died. So upset. Yeah.
Your higher power?
No. The Packard Bell.
Now, web TV was pretty good. When your web TV died, they sent you a new one.
Yeah, my email went out and everything.
By the way, if you're watching this video, please give it a thumbs up on YouTube. Please do that. It helps. Yeah.
Well, that helps knowing the algorithm that it's actually not a video.
Yeah.
It's actually live.
Are you going to be putting this onto your podcast program holder?
I don't know. Listen, maybe I should, I guess.
Know?
What should I?
Obviously.
I'm not recording it. I'd have to get the audio off of YouTube.
You weren't recording this shit, and I've been spending my whole day doing this.
No, it's being recorded on YouTube.
And then
then we'll get taken down. You better get it.
There's no reason to take it down. We're not doing anything.
As I said, pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat.
Your voice is too hard for the algorithm.
Didn't say it until just now.
Oh, shit.
Come on, thumbs up, everyone. Oh, thank you. We got a few.
You
know what else helps the algorithm? When you share it. So please share this on Twitter or Facebook. You'll get it'll help the algorithm, too.
Your subscribers have jumped up since the last time I noticed. It was like 3 one time. Now it's at 6.1. You could be capitalizing on this, and you don't.
You could be like Amy Flatton.
I'm talking, bitch.
I know. I have all these subscribers, but they don't fucking do anything.
They do. It's just you got to make content. You need to. You said you were going to do an ASMR. Somebody messaged me on my page and said, why doesn't Madge do ASMR? Why aren't you letting her do it? Well, first of all, you can do your own. The only reason I help Cheryl is because, you know, she's not good with cameras.
Yeah.
But you could do your own. I mean, you could do the Bitcoin thing.
Yeah, it's that stupid bitch, ASMR. What's her name?
I don't know how to do ASMR. What am I supposed to do?
You just talk like this. You just talk and you make chewing sounds.
Dress up fancy and you're
fucking stupid.
Yes, but that's everything that's making money is stupid. Just like gaming, you know. If I game with an old game with my tits out as Heather, I get shit tons of views. You know what I'm saying?
You have tits. Do you have those fake silicone tits?
No. I'm fat enough where I can just make them, and then I contour them, and they look really good.
Okay, just please share
You've
this
shit. You've seen them before.
Please share this shit on Twitter. Nobody cares. Nobody looks at Twitter anyway. Just do it.
You've seen them, Cheryl. Didn't you think they look good?
I thought you lost some weight again. You gained again.
I gained it back because Madge said the diet I was on wasn't good, and you don't lose weight on it, and therefore I got off the diet, and guess what? I gained the weight back.
You're a fucking dumb, stupid.
I sent her a case study, right? I can send her a case study on the carb diet, right? The bitch sends me back a message where she sent it to her nutritionist of how, well, there's not a big enough study yet.
That's you know what? You know who you gotta ask?
I'm eating carbs, I'm gaining the weight.
Wow. You gotta ask Becky. She actually has a lot of scientific knowledge.
I played a video on that rabbit with Cheryl Madge, right? So I'm playing this video because I knew what she's going to say, and she sends me a message. Kind of looks like you. Thanks a lot, honey.
What?
I will share it on Pod Alley. Good idea, Doug. Thanks, honey.
What?
You got to do clickbait things. Like if you click the like button, you know, you get good fortune for 5 years. That's what I notice a lot of people.
Like for three prayers.
Wait, how do you do that? To where?
Like, you know, when they post it, they'll say, don't do it on Facebook now because they banned it yesterday. But that was like the thing, you know, like this.
Okay, let's do a reading. Somebody call in. We'll give you a reading.
Like a psychic reading?
Yeah.
Don't you have to go on lunch soon, Madge?
Oh, I do need to get off my break so I can go to lunch.
Wait, you get a break and a lunch?
Well, my break was over a while ago, but I'm...
So are you actually working, man?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't you tell?
Yeah.
She's doing a conference call for Bitcoin because she has to do another presentation, correct?
Look at me, I'm working.
You're shuffling papers.
Well, I work from home, too. I work all the time. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Dee-dee-dee. Like, I work at, like, 7 in the morning. I'm on Citrix. I work a lot. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Sure.
Uh-huh. It sure is right.
Does Trump have nipples in that? It looks like there's nipples.
Yeah, nipples.
Oh, my God, he does have nipples.
Yeah.
You know, ain't that illegal to deface the president?
No, that's the flag, honey. Deface. In RM. Oh, we need donations.
Excuse me?
Why so many people stop donating? Because they say we beg too much.
Well, that's a good reason. I don't blame them.
Well, if the corporations can be greedy, why can't we? You know, let's just take their motto.
Yeah, where's our tax break?
Never enough. More.
Where's our tax
break?
There's this wonderful app. It's
you know what? I won't bring up Patreon, but...
Stop it. It'll give me a heart attack. Please
don't.
You're
never going to do it.
I'm just saying that there's lots of people that are creative and are putting out content, and they get a lot of money, more than we do.
They got like $30,000 to make a fucking potato salad, okay? A potato salad.
Well, that's not
Oh, no, that was Kickstarter. Still, same idea. There's stupid people that get stupid shit for stupid stuff. For everything you think we do is stupid.
No, but here's the thing. If I do Patreon, I'm not going to split it with you guys equally.
Because that would make sense because, you know, this PayPal, that's fine. But this other thing, that's the same, but different. No.
Because if I do Patreon, it's going to include other things I do.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's so different.
So unless you are willing to go with a specified rate per show.
Oh, it's so different. So different.
How much do you want? Per show.
Listen.
I'm not going to split the whole thing with you.
How the fuck is that any different? But okay.
No, listen. Madge, just do it, though. What I'm saying is, okay, if you don't want to split, that's fine, but do it.
And then we won't get anything. Because you can't make people, you can't tell people that you want them to do both.
Yes, you can. You can have set goals for things. Madge could still have her stuff. And then, you know, we have ours. But the point is,
if you want to agree to get a set amount per show, like a salary, I'd be willing to do it, but I'm not. The reason I don't do it is because I don't want to create a conflict. I don't want to create a situation where you guys don't want to do the show because we're not getting split.
I'm always going to want to do the show. So it doesn't.
Well, then you don't get any money. Give me that money back.
I'm talking about the Patreon. Now, you become big. Like, if I find out you got 20 Bitcoin right now and you're sitting on a bumpkins of money.
Yeah, fucking bitch. You know she is.
and we could be having a studio with
As I said, she owns that office she's in. She's in one of the slaves' offices with no windows right now to make us feel bad about her beige. But she has the corner office, top floor, Chicago high-rise. She's got this huge condo, heart of the city, top floor, all glass, huge windows, and she's in the study, in the basement, in the slave quarters.
You got Madge.
That's where she does her grum from.
You got Madge. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I'll get right on that. Yeah. 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 No.
Yep. See?
No. Got a bagel. Sorry, I was working. What now?
We know you, Madge. We know what's going on.
Hold on. You got Madge. Yeah. Now. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody is outside her door right now listening. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck is going on in there? Yeah. Why is there so much talking? Her job doesn't involve talking.
You know what they normally hear? They normally hear me listening, watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's better than
playing out loud.
That show is so fucking funny. Have you been watching?
Coming back, isn't it?
Well, it is back. It's they, I just I.
How are you complaining about this beige? Jesus.
Honey, it's Christmas. It's just, I'm taking a break for the grum. Do you mind? Do you not like
it? How are you complaining? You can watch programs.
Well, I still have to work.
You get insurance, you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sounds horrible.
Okay, she's doing anything different than the other bitches in the seven other rooms next to her that are on Facebook.
No, they're probably playing with their layups.
Listen, I'll tell you this once. It's very stressful to not get your work done because you're busy watching TV. And that's stressful.
It's a good thing that this is a... This is available for anyone to see.
Well, it's a good thing it's easy to find.
It's after hours, honey.
It is.
Yeah. They don't timestamp this shit. This was
honey, I've been working. I woke up at 6 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. I go on Citrix. I do hours of work.
Citrix oranges?
Man.
I do hours of work without. No, seriously, I do hours of work at home. I work like probably 12-hour days. It's ridiculous. So I think I'm entitled to take an hour to talk to my girls.
Well, I think maybe you should give me some work from your job. That sounds amazing.
It's going to be like that man that was working for Verizon that was outsourcing his work for like $10 an hour to China, and he was making like 50.
It's so ridiculous how much work I do. It's laughable. If you knew how much work I do, you'd be like so embarrassed that you're asking me this, because I work like nonstop. I wake up so early because I can't sleep. I like can't sleep more than 6 hours a day because I'm an old woman.
You sound like you're on drugs.
Well, no, I'm a little bit bothered by what you're accusing me of. Because you're accusing me of not working when, in fact, I work much harder than I should. Right. I'm a workaholic.
Honey, there's nothing wrong with not working. You don't have to explain it. They get a tax cut off you, so fuck them.
Well, we have some high-profile people who work here, too.
Yeah, Whitney McKay.
Speak up, honey.
Cheryl or May?
Miss Thing is back. Miss Naples.
I have got
the stairs.
Did you? What happened?
I was trying to be with my cousins, Heather and Cheryl.
Can you speak up, honey?
The stairs.
I'm sorry, but can you speak up? You look heavy. Are you a heavy girl?
I'm a heavy breather.
You know, man, this works a lot better if you take control over the Google Hangout and you make the person that's the focus, you click on them and then they're big and it doesn't keep switching every 2 seconds, so someone all watching right. This is going to like have a seizure.
Let me turn up this Miss Naples voice. Okay, what happened? Are
Don't
you all
talk,
right?
Bitch.
They need us to call 911 for you.
I was trying to get to homeroom, and I fell down the stairs.
You were trying to get to homeroom?
Yes.
Where are
and
you?
I at? Fell down the stairs.
So why do you call this? You went to Google Hangouts?
I was trying to get to Google Hangouts, but I fell down the stairs.
You fell down the stairs.
What did it sound like when you were falling down the stairs?
Yeah, good question.
Yes. Oh.
That never gets old.
Fell down the stairs.
I liked when you guys made that guy do it. What was his name?
Calvin.
Was that the one? And he's like really taking it so seriously? The one you were role-playing with?
Yeah, he wants to be a slave.
Oh, the new man, yeah.
But he's not really into duty.
No. Or men.
I'm not into duty, but $20 is $20.
True.
Who is this?
I'm just a 37-year-old single white mother trying to make it work at the Waffle House.
Shut up, Becky.
Is this Becky?
Not today.
Yesterday?
It depends maybe on tomorrow, who's asking.
Maybe. Who's Miss Apple?
I'm an enigma.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is, Cuda.
Who is she, man?
I don't know. It doesn't tell me. I know only what you know, that she's Miss Apple's. Tell us a story, honey. What'd you do this morning before you fell down the stairs?
I got up and I went and I looked in the mirror and I touched myself. And then I fell down the stairs.
Do you like any music? You want to sing a song?
I don't like no devil music.
Racist.
I don't like that new urban music y'all are making me listen to at the Waffle House.
What are you talking about?
You called me and told me that my CDs was skipping.
Oh, yes, yes.
How did you guys know, by the way, in that last round, how did you know that they had a CD player with CD Baby or whatever?
Yeah, Deborah.
I live in the fucking South, honey.
They all have that?
God, yes.
Really?
Yes, and they're always fucked up. That's how I knew it was going to be messed up, because they're always messed up.
I haven't seen one of those things in 30 years.
Oh, it's pretty interesting. And some of them are updated, even though they don't work. They're updated where you can, like, download the app on your phone and control it. Mm. You can pay with cryptocurrency. And so you just...
Oh, they accept crypto, do they?
Yeah.
In the South.
I lost my prostate virginity at a Waffle House.
Same. Do you think that Madge could sign up with that company that Amy Sladen did to lose all of her revenue, but get lots of views?
What company? I don't know about this.
And she might be back on the gram, maybe.
Right.
Tell me the story about this.
So, you remember when I helped her build her vase up and told her how to put the, I designed the pictures for and everything for her screen art and stuff.
You tell her about how to do her camera work holding in front of her fat face.
She helped her ass, right? Yeah. So she messaged him. She's like, oh, I've been accepted into this production company and I'm going to make a lot of money. So I asked him, like, what do they do? Oh, I give them the AdSense. So what it is, you know how you can tie your AdSense to your YouTube account? She removed hers, adds them, they pay her. She gets a percentage off her own ads. So she could be in a production company. Now, how smart is that?
Yeah, but they give her views. I mean, she does get a lot of views for doing, an hour later, she'll have like 5,000. I'm sure they're all fake, farmed out views.
But the point is the money she was making now is getting,
Are we talking about pop unders here?
Yeah. And so what you do is, I'm really thinking Beanie Babies are going to have a comeback, because the bubble crashed, but the bubble's about to start back again. Hold on, I'm trying to get you a link.
What now?
I'm doing too
much. Do what?
Do what? Do what?
Why do Southerners say that? It's so ignorant.
Do what?
Do what?
So ignorant.
Do what now?
What happened, dead air? Can someone please talk?
Okay, I'm talking.
Just saying, do what? I should probably go, because it's lunchtime.
Craig Murkowski.
I need to go to the Apple store and get a new battery.
Just tell them, be like, you're really upset that the phone's been bogged down and you've been constantly restoring it because
it's not true.
And then what happened? The whole time, it's just they've been slowing it down.
I got a new phone because of this. Now I need it free.
Do I have to make an appointment?
Yeah, you always have to make an appointment.
Where she is, you do, and where I'm at, you don't.
I went to the new Apple store here. It's the town hall. It's such bullshit. It's like a town hall, but then, like, everybody just sits there on these little stools. And
that's how it is everywhere now. They redid all the stores. It's horrible.
But they just type on their phone, like, nobody talks to each other. Uh-huh. How is that a town hall? They just have people.
Because they have, do they have good internet service there?
I guess.
All the homeless come there.
It's good for the community. You're not paying for internet. There's good upload and download. A lot of people can't afford, especially where you're at, some people can't afford to even have internet in their home.
Somebody posted on Twitter yesterday that this new tax bill is going to help more public corporations like Apple take over public spaces.
Yeah, didn't you see? There's that one horrible bank or whatever that's giving bonuses.
Yeah, where's my bonus? I guess this is it.
I love her.
My bonus is they're letting me groan.
So Miss Naples? You got anything else to add, since you're a Southern lady?
Yeah, Miss Naples.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Oh, that's the truth.
How so?
Have you been hashtag me too'd yet today?
Yes, by my uncle cousin.
What did he do to you?
He touched my shitoris.
Your who?
Shitoris.
Your asshole?
My shitoris.
What is? And what wasn't? What did he do to you after he touched it?
Well, he's only got two fingers.
Yeah.
And he put both of them in me.
Did that feel good?
Did they fit?
Well,
if you didn't shit, they couldn't have fit.
Well, I shit in a bag.
Oh, you have a you shit out your cunt.
Are you going on a cruise with Deborah?
Is it a white party?
No.
Deborah, when is your cruise?
Oh, shit. Well, if I say they might be able to find my cruise, but...
And then what?
And then they kill me. Pablo. I'm serious. That bitch wants to kill me for real.
So weird.
I know.
You ain't Natalie Holloway, honey.
Deborah.
In January, honey.
Why are you going on a cruise when you can't afford it?
Exactly.
I already paid for it, first of all. And I was going to ask, instead of getting donations from Amazon this year for my birthday, can they give me Carnival?
What? Luggage? You need luggage?
No. Can they donate Carnival gift card?
Oh, Deborah, you're not on a Carnival cruise. Please don't tell me.
Listen.
Oh, no.
Doge.
Poop cruise.
Can you please put the Doge coin away?
Poop.
Deborah, you please don't tell me it's Royal Caribbean or...
No.
Well, that's the worst cruise line.
It's the lowest one, the lowest denominator.
That's interesting.
So I was going to do the Royal Caribbean, but nope, they're too long. Nobody wanted to go on a cruise that long.
Who are you going with?
Who's paying this?
So Natalie's going to go.
Oh, she's big.
Natalie's going to go, and then hopefully she'll fit on the cruise. Natalie, my mother, my sister, more like a family cruise. Because I hadn't seen my mother in 5 years until I
said. And who's paying for this? Because you said you're.
You haven't seen your mother in 5 years?
No, I actually got to see her a few months ago. You remember when I told you I was on vacation when I did the show? That was the first time I seen her in 5 years, for real.
But it's your mother.
I know, but she's.
So why don't you have this, your family pay off your debt?
Why don't you see your mother for 5 years?
And it's depressing. And when I think about it, I feel really bad. That's why I said we weren't doing this again. We're going to go on a cruise. She's never been.
5 years, Deborah. How could you wait so long?
Because of working. I don't know. It's hard. It, don't make me feel depressed about it already. I've already felt depressed.
She's going to cycle.
She's going to what?
You made me have an existential crisis again, like when I lay in bed.
Oh, I do that every night. And then I wake up at 6 a.m. and start working.
Does it ever end? It's like it started when I...
No, it gets worse.
Yeah.
Well, you should do what I do. Just work. Become a workaholic. I wake up early and I get on my Citrix and I just work.
Well, actually, I was supposed to be working on that horrible side graphic design thing.
Well, then you were supposed to do the last shows that we did.
I work so hard.
Listen, you know how I have the OCD and I worry about things like I was like, oh.
Like leaving the last guy's phone number, Roy Moore in the Grom.
Who did that?
Deborah.
Well, I told you to listen. I sent it to you both and told y'all if y'all found anything, send it to me. And obviously, you didn't listen to it. So fuck you. Second of all, I have bad OCD about Reagan. When I was listening to Eat This Hot Show, I was like, oh my God, this is so me because. I'll do something and I'll get obsessed with it and I'll Google it. I'm like, nobody's gonna have their birth certificates and it's not gonna be the right one for this cruise. So I'm spending hours calling them. Is this right? Does it have to be this one or this? And I'm over obsessing because I'm like, it's not gonna work, right? So I said, I'm gonna do what Reagan said. So I did it. I went, stop. And it actually works.
Question.
What?
Kayla Moore, Roy Moore's wife, the one that said our lawyer's a Jew. Is that the same Kayla that's on Noah Board?
Yeah. Did you see that she got a song about legalizing pot for Roy Moore.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was on the Apple News, so it must be true.
What do you mean?
Moore.
Oh, my God. Hang on. I got to go. It says I started streaming 2 hours ago.
Jesus.
She dedicated an anti-Muslim pro-medical marijuana song to Roy Moore the other day.
Okay, you guys, I got to go because this has been going on a bit too long.
Well, it was fun.
I don't want to have to get online at Citrix. I'm going to have to go online tomorrow. To do my Citrixes real early to make up for this time.
Can't you just write a little script to do that anyway?
Well, it's been fun, girl.
Oh, that's the funnest. Okay.
All right, bye. Good night.
Bye, thanks.
Swish sound.
Swish.